Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Clock is running with 15 seconds, and it's 3rd and 26. And yep. One timeout left.
This is like the light box. You could have gotten numbers, but just didn't.
Better. Call a timeout!
Oh, this is game, no. Disaster in the
call
making.
Call a timeout!
You have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
What am I watching?
I can't believe they didn't take a timeout.
I like what we did there. Again, once it's under 7, you know, you're gonna call timeout there, or actually under 12, and then really you don't have an option, because it's 3rd to 4th, you got to throw it into the end zone then. So to me, it's I think we handled it the right way.
What?
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Your belly is full from Thanksgiving, and you're looking for some Black Friday deals. And unfortunately, on the clearance rack, Coach Eberflus is not there. Still employed by the Chicago Bears. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score, ready to talk all things Bears. If you are one of the sickles like I am that stays up overnight on occasion after a Bears game, you will know that I call myself Therapist Gabe following these games. Why? Because I have a couch, I have my notepad, my glasses, and I am ready to validate your feelings about this Chicago Bears team. 312-644-6767. Bears lose what some consider to be a heartbreaker to the Detroit Lions. What once was a 16-0 deficit, Bears, for whatever reason, figured things out in the second half. Defense steps up. Caleb Williams and Thomas Brown seem to put things together. And they put themselves in a position at the very end with 3 minutes and 16 seconds left from the 1-yard line to create an improbable moment for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears team. Despite penalties, despite mishaps by the players on the offense, the Bears still found themselves in a position. Despite a sack on Caleb Williams on 2nd and 20, despite all of that, Bears still had an opportunity to put themselves in a position to tie the game. And what everyone felt was mismanagement of a clock while watching that game. Coach Eberflus stepped to the podium and doubled down and said he felt like it was the right thing to do. Now, today, most people were concerned. Is Flus going to get fired? Will he make it to his Monday press conference? And people were curious as the minutes got closer to the time in which he was supposed to speak to the press conference. No link was sent out, but one eventually was Flew spoke to the media, and we will be keeping a watchful eye here on 670 The Score to keep you guys abreast on anything that goes on with your team as we remain live and local right here. Thanks to everyone listening on the Odyssey app, wherever you're at across the country, enjoying your family or just hanging out, and especially everyone listening here in the city of Chicago. But I'm ready to take phone calls. I'm ready to take reactions. This is a game that no matter where you went yesterday, everyone was talking about the debacle that took place in the last 30-something seconds. Again, 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. And let's do it. Therapist Gabe is ready. Let's go to Derek out in Bolingbrook. Derek, my couch is ready for you, and I want to listen to your thoughts on this Bears game.
Well, let me take my shoes off and lay down.
Yeah, relax.
What's happening? let me ask you, do you think that this organization is apprehensive of making a move on Eva Plus because of their appearance on Hard Knocks? You know, they want to, you know, because they were so hyped because, you know, the Bears didn't want to be on Hard Knocks. But since they were, they want to put out this whole presentation that everything is perfect. We're not perfect. We're not perfect at all. So are you thinking that the Bears organization is apprehensive because they just don't want to have egg in the face?
Derek, I think it's a very simple answer as to why the Bears did not move on from Coach Eberflus yet, right? Because who knows what will happen over the weekend. But as of this very moment, to me, it's very simple. And I told anyone that would listen, including my producer, Alex Kuhn, who we were doing a pre-show meeting, Derek, and I said, they fired Shane Waldron 2 weeks ago. If they fire Flus 2 weeks later, it looks like incompetence from the GM. And I know some are saying it looks like incompetence if they don't fire him. But think about how much worse it looks. You had the opportunity to move on from both of them a couple of weeks ago. Most people were shocked that Flus kept his job. And here we are a couple weeks later, and you're saying, well, damn, if I fire him now, if you're Ryan Poles, if I fire him right now, I look like a guy who didn't know what he was doing 2 weeks ago. Now I have to spin this narrative that this is part of the process. We have to let him, because again, if you guys listen to my shows, it's solutions, not problems. The problem is Coach Eberflus, what's the solution? Some feel as though there is no solution within the Bears organization right now to take over the reins as a head coach. So again, could it be that they want to paint a fine picture, which we've heard they had, you know, editing cut control with Hard Knocks. They wanted to paint their organization in a certain way. No cursing, things of that nature. Yeah, but Flus is Flus. And I think Poles is trying to preserve his job in the present, Derek. I think that's what's going on there. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are lit up. I love it. You know why? Because my therapy is free, ladies and gentlemen. You can sit on my couch no matter what, as long as you're listening to us. Let's go out to Cordell out in Walnut. Cordell on line one. So what do you think about Flus and what happened yesterday at the end of the game?
Hey, Gabe, good morning. I just thought that, one, I think he's in over his head. Agreed. Unfortunately, I don't think with him being not a head coach, that like in the NBA, I'm just saying, don't they always have an associate head coach. I think he needs somebody with experience to help him out on these decisions. And I think if he had somebody in his ear telling him these things or these situations, and unfortunately that's showing it. It's kind of like, you know, everybody wants to promote coordinators and that. But when it comes to running the whole show, it's a whole different. And you need to have that person that you can count on and trust besides hiring your loyal, you know, friends or that have worked hard to get their job. I'm not crapping on that at all. It's just disconcerting that they don't have somebody of experience on that staff that can help, you know, to give him some sound knowledge. And I just feel that's lacking, and that's what happens when you hire a head coach with no experience. You need to have those guys.
You got to have those guys in that moment, Cordell. And the situation that happened is, I used to say when Flus first got hired, because just like you, shocked when they grabbed Flus, like when they drafted Trubisky, like when they put in Trestman and Matt Nagy, who Trestman, by the way, passing game coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens currently, still has a job. I shocked a lot of people with that tidbit yesterday. Is Coach Eberflus in over his head? Yes. And it's no shot at him. You're very good as a defensive coordinator when it comes to managing an entire thing. Listen, we all have jobs. We all have managers who've been promoted at one point or another in our respective job, in our respective profession, where you said to yourself, that's a bad hire. Management didn't know what they were doing, but they put him in anyway. And you knew given a year or 6 months or 2 years, that person wasn't going to be there much longer or long after that. The problem is, I've made the statement. I said, Coach Flus doesn't need to get fired. He needs to resign, Cordell, to your point. Understand that he's in over his head and say, you know what, guys? I should not be here. But if you do that, you no longer get a head coaching position in the National Football League, because then people would then think, clearly, you are unqualified. When he first got hired, I said to myself, where's the old guy with the clipboard and the one winky eye? And he's like, you guys better get your asses in gear and do it. Like, they lacked that substance. Caleb Williams goes to the sideline. He has to talk to nobody. Shane Waldron. Anthony Richardson goes to the sideline. He gets to talk to Joe Flacco, right? There are people in positions to help people out. And unfortunately, whether it's players not having a veteran to lean on or the coaches themselves, it is hard. But again, Flus was brought in to help right the ship, not to fix everything. It was the team was going to be bad for a couple years. Flus are going to hold this down. And Poles and Flus had an idea that they were going to build this thing together. And they've built it to this point. But where can it go if Coach Eberflus is still the head coach of the Chicago Bears? Let's go out to the Undertaker. He's ready to take some souls. What do you think about Coach Eberflus and his performance yesterday?
Coach Eberflus dug his own grave at Ford Field and took the hearse down 8 miles, and his career is over. Now go Belichick!
Thanks for the call, Undertaker. I'll love everything you've done for the sport. It's a tough situation to be in for Flus. He was really trying to hold his tongue and not lay too much blame on Caleb Williams. For those that didn't hear or see what was going on, Coach Flus is adamant that he had a play that they felt should have been ran at the 18-second mark. It's 36 seconds left. He gets sacked. They put the play in. Thomas Brown calls back. I can't wait till Thomas Brown talks to the media. That's who I really want to talk to. What did he think? Because Thomas Brown doesn't strike me as a guy who has pelo en la lengua, hair on his tongue, and he will not hold back. He'll be like, yeah, I gave the play to Caleb Williams. He felt it was important to change, you know, like something like that. So for those of you that are unaware, again, a call was given to Caleb Williams. He goes to the line, and then he changes it. So that's a couple of extra seconds. So in Flus's mind, he's like, well, we didn't call a timeout because I thought he was going to call the play. I thought he was going to call hike. And then we're going to pick up these 4 yards on this short route. Caleb says, I saw with the short route, which...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, can you take a break 1 second and pull up this clip? Pull up the clip of Caleb Williams saying how there was 13 seconds left and he felt like if we ran a play, that would have been the last play of the game with 13 seconds left. Now, we as football fans know that you have plenty of time with 13 seconds left. I've seen Tom Brady, Matt Ryan. I've seen guys come down the field with 13 seconds left and complete a pass or two. Caleb, being a rookie, get it. Interception bit. Alex is going to pull that up in just a second because it's an important moment. Now, I'm not laying blame on Caleb Williams. I'm just saying if I'm Coach Eberflus, he's eating all of it. He's like, hey, I thought this was – but it's very simple. What should have happened? It is so simple. Everyone knows what happened. Caleb gets a sack. You call the timeout right there. And then you say to yourself, I have 30 seconds left. Hey, gentlemen, this is what we're going to do. An out route. We're going to – because we don't have a timeout. Or if you catch it in the middle of the field, know that you got to run up the line, spike the – or you can't spike the ball. If you catch it in bounds, we got to make sure that our special teams unit is ready to get on the field. Go ahead and play that cut. Go ahead.
We had the play call and got sacked. The play call, I don't know if I'm telling you the play, but yeah, I was gonna run right off the hip of Larry or the guard and take it for however long that I could run and get down. And then from there either clock it with the first down or whatever, whatever that situation would have been. And then maybe score a touchdown the next one, but if not, kick the field goal. But the sack pushed us out of field goal range, and then, tried to make a play with that last play.
We'll get to his take on the last one when there was a couple of seconds left in just a bit. Again, Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Coach Eberflus, still employed by the Chicago Bears, just finished his press conference day after the game. He was on the Zoom, ready to talk to everybody. We'll play some audio from that in just a little bit as well. But let's go out to the phone lines. Thoughts on this Bears game? Another heartbreaker. You thought they couldn't lose any other way, and now they've made it six straight. Let's go out to Brian in Springfield. Brian, when you think about what's going on, man? When you think about Coach Eberflus, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
All right, so I told your producer, Pete Rose tells a famous story about he had a horse come around turn four down in Miami, and a deer ran on the track and tossed the rider and lost the bet. That's Matt Eberflus. Every time the Bears come around the turn, they're going to do it. Oh, I can't believe they're going to do it. They were 20-1 odds. Oh, no, here comes Eberflus. And down goes Williams, and down go the Bears. Time after time after time.
Brian, let me ask you this.
You got to cut them loose,
Brian,
man.
Let me ask you this, because I thought to myself, because I try to think of everything, right? As a sports host, I try to think of every angle, play devil's advocate often. And I think back to Caleb Williams with the ball in overtime against Minnesota, and the inability to come through in that moment. And then I think it's 3:16. Like, okay, they didn't come through there. Like, if Caleb Williams has a better offensive line, this is my sick mind thinking. If he has a better offensive line, do the Bears still have the same fake as Coach Eberflus is there, or do the Bears win those games because he has more time to throw?
Oh, no, that's lipstick on a pig. You're absolutely right. Better line. This guy's – and he's right there. And we are destined for an Eberflus. Just close your eyes and imagine Jeff Fisher.
Okay.
Just right there. 9-10 wins every year. Not quite good enough, but just squeaked by.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the godsend that we're having these close losses. At least they'll get him out of here because we win those close games. We don't go to the Super Bowl. We just barely squeak into the playoffs, and we keep Eberflus again.
Yeah, that seems to be the cycle. Thanks for the call, Brian. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And when it comes to Eberflus, I try to remind myself of what the plan for the Chicago Bears was. And it was not to be a Super Bowl contender this year. Everyone at the beginning of the season was saying they hoped the Bears would be in the hunt at the very end, maybe sneak into the playoffs. Why? Because you knew there were inefficiencies on this team. The offensive line, lack of depth, no pass rush, right? So you knew this. We knew this as Bears fans. But yet here we are outside of the playoffs. Granted, you feel like you should have won a couple more games, but what did you think the outcome was going to be if the Bears were to have won those games? You'd still be stuck with Coach Eberflus, with a team that still had holes, and you'd still be a year away from competing at an extremely high level. So I often think when I'm watching these games, this is what we expected anyway. A team to not have 12 wins and be as good as the Lions was someone that would almost be there. And if you watch these last few games from the Bears, despite the coaching, they are a team that is almost there. And I'm interested to see what an offseason looks like for the Bears. Let's go to Joey on the road. Joey, we're talking about this Bears team after another heartbreaking loss. Thoughts on what arguments you can make to maybe get rid of Coach Flus?
Well, I just wanted to say that I found the one person that agreed with Matt Eberflus's call yesterday to not call the timeout. That was my brother. We were celebrating Thanksgiving separately.
Joey, is he the black sheep of the family? Oh, okay. Just curious.
All right. No, not at all. Not at all. He's not the black sheep. But he's definitely not a Caleb fan. He's kind of made that clear. But we went at it on social media last night as far as whose fault was what. He blamed it on Caleb holding the ball too long, which obviously he does do. You know, I told him, hey, the coach has to save the quarterback from himself sometimes. And
especially a rookie, you know, Joey.
Yeah, and he's a rookie. I told him, I was like, if you let the time run out with a timeout in your pocket, that is about as egregious a mistake as you can make. You know, at least if he calls the timeout, we can call a play towards the end zone, and we have at least two shots to get the ball in the end zone or a first down on the sideline or just to regroup. You know, for the coach to not think, hey, you know what? I need my guys to regroup. My quarterback is rattled. He just got sacked. Our right guard didn't even touch the dude who was rushing. So we're wasting time. Let's get everybody lined up. We'll get the field goal unit ready to go. We'll get the Hail Mary unit ready to go. We'll have everybody ready. And we'll call two or three plays or whatever it was. But, you know, at this point, you might as well keep Flus for the rest of the season. You might as well just keep him. You know, why bother get rid of him now? I get it that you might want to stand your ground as a GM, but the season is over.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, you know, where as far as the players are concerned, it doesn't seem like he's lost the team, but what will lose the team is fighting for another high draft pick.
Yeah.
Players don't like that.
Totally. Nobody's going to do that, Joey. Nobody's going to do that now. I think where this team is at right now, I don't think the difference of four or five, I mean, granted, it, you know, might determine whether you get a top tier left tackle or not. But these guys and where the Bears are at in their journey, they don't need to be. We as Bears fans in an organization, we've done that enough for the last 3 or 4 years. Let's be very clear on that. Frustrating. Frustrating to say the least. I think a lot of people are upset with, because listen, 6 bad Mondays in a row, or, you know, obviously in this, it's a Plumbers 911 football Monday on a Friday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. But how many, you know, we can only withstand so many of those. There's only so many you could take. Flus knows it. They asked him questions about his job. It sucks, man. But listen, like I said before, we've all been in jobs where we have managers, and managers themselves also know when they're about to head out the door. You know what they do? They start looking on LinkedIn for another job because they know the time's up. They can feel it. And Coach Flus, I'm sure he can feel it. I want to feel what you are thinking, are seeing as you're watching this Bears game and the frustration levels. Where were they at when this thing hit double zeros on the clock? 312-644-6767. I want to take your calls. Therapist Gabe is here. My couch is open. And I'm ready to talk to you next. Right here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Friday as we remain live and local here on 670 The Score.
So, Matt, you have certainty that you're coaching the 49ers game?
The operation's been normal, Jason, in terms of debrief after the game. Coming in, grading the tape, meeting with the coordinators, and it's been normal operation.
Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score, taking your phone calls. I am dubbing myself Therapist Gabe today, ready to validate all your feelings surrounding the Chicago Bears team and your thoughts on Coach Flus. I felt like that Jason Leiser question was the equivalent of, does your key card still work? Yeah. Are you still going to be coaching this team? Hey, Papa. My
normal
key card,
operation.
My key card works, so
works. We're good.
I got water from the fountain today. I stepped in, picked up my headphones. They haven't fired me yet, so take that as you may. It's a great question, but a lot of people are thinking what's going on, and that's why we're going to tackle it, taking some phone calls again. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Friday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you. Olin Krutz coming up at 11 o'clock to talk about the fact that Coach Eberflus was still talking. But I want to hear your thoughts. What do you have to say about this? Let's go out to the phone lines again. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Matt from Milwaukee. Matt, I talk about it often. The problem is Coach Flus, but that's not what we do on my show. We do solutions. What's a solution in your mind?
Well, I guess the question comes down to, how do you feel about Thomas Brown? Because if you fire Flus, I don't see any other option but handing him the job for the rest of the season. And if you feel he's the next, if he's going to be the next coach next season and beyond, I'd say do it. On the other hand, if you don't, if you don't fire Flus and you don't make Brown the coach, the way he's been improving, Caleb, I think there's a real good chance he's coaching across the field from them with some other team next year. So I guess that's the question, is what do you feel about Thomas Brown? Do you feel he can be that? Barring some shocking incident like Shanahan getting fired and having a shot at someone like that, I think Thomas Brown might be, I'd say he's the odds-on favorite to be the next Bears coach, given the way he's improved things coming in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of where do you see him.
Yeah, it's tough, and thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. I think there's layers to that statement. Is Thomas Brown, has he improved the offense? Sure. Simplified it, ran the ball more. You know, obviously Roshon Johnson gets hurt yesterday, so he couldn't lean on it the way he did the game before. We've seen improvements, and I think a lot of times we look at that and we say, oh, there is improvement, therefore he is the one that's capable. But I think as Bears fans, it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to be selfish, Matt, and say to yourself, Thomas Brown's good. We can all see that. But we want the best. I'm tired of good. I'm tired of what we think can happen. If you're talking, and then if you fire Flus, no, don't give the head coaching reins to Thomas Brown. I want you hyper-focused on the improvement of Caleb Williams. Hyper-focused. I do not want your attention swayed in any way away from what I feel is the most important thing in the present. So no, I do not want Thomas Brown. If Flus were to get fired, do not want Thomas Brown to take the reins immediately. Do I think he should be the coach next year? I think he's going to be an offensive coordinator somewhere. I think he might be a head coach at some point. I think sometimes things just don't add up, right? The timing isn't right. And I think for this organization, it would just need to be, you have to bring someone that's extremely competent, that's been there before, that understands what's going on. Not that Thomas Brown can't, but the organization can't. The organization needs something else. So that's why you hand the reins to a guy like Eric Washington, your defensive coordinator, right? And you say, you look like a leader of men for the next couple of months. Lead the men, make sure everybody's handling business. And Thomas Brown, you keep hyper-focusing on Caleb Williams. That is what I think the answer should be. 312-644-6767. Let's go back out to the phone line. Let's go to Al from Indiana. Al, when you're thinking about the next coach for the Chicago Bears, as most people are after a loss like that, do you want the young, offensive-minded coordinator that has no experience, or do you want the head coach who understands how to run an organization that has his long in the tooth when it comes to the NFL? Al, you there? All right, Al's listening to his phone. I get it. We're live and local, right? I get it. You want to hear yourself on the radio? Because the good thing is this. Everything that we do shows up on the Odyssey app. So you have the opportunity to go back and listen to yourself, grab a snippet of it. No need to listen in the present. And then that way we don't mess things up. Because I want to hear you. Again, therapist Gabe Ramirez here, ready to take your phone calls about this Bears loss and the end of the game, more importantly. Let's go to Scott out in downtown. Scott, happy holidays. Thoughts on Coach Flus?
Okay, listen, if you heard his explanation yesterday,
If that isn't enough to get him fired, there were 31 seconds left, and he's talking about 12 and 7 seconds. Look, this isn't even close, okay? He's incompetent, okay? He could be a really nice guy, and I'm glad to hear that, but that's not what football, what the NFL is all about, okay? We've lost game after game the same way, and I listen to Olin Krutz every week, and he gives such great insights about how do we figure out how to win in these moments, okay? So I don't even see how you can look yourself in the mirror and let this guy coach again. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But are you talking about, wait, Scott, are you talking about when you say not being able to look at yourself, are you talking about Ryan Poles or are you talking about the McCaskies?
Yeah, Ryan Poles. Okay. Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles, who, by the way, if he wants to keep his job, he needs to fire him because what did you do for the offensive lineman? Krutz talked about this also. Like, are you kidding me? You're a former lineman and this is what you gave? When you drafted Caleb Williams, I got to admit, I thought they should have taken, Daniels, but I love what Caleb's doing. He has shown incredible growth, but don't blame any of this on the rookie. Blame it on a head coach who hasn't been able to make adjustments in these last few weeks and has made the same mistake over and over again. It's really sad, but you can't keep this guy. Love your show. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Scott. Appreciate the call. I mean, being a head coach in the NFL is understanding your responsibility that in high-pressure situations, when fans, when players, when everyone around you is panicking, you are at the helm and are expected to make the correct decisions. Expected to. We are watching from far away thinking that we know what the right answer is, but your job is to actually pull the trigger. Caleb Williams talked about it in his press conference following the game that we as fans and as sports analysts, we have the luxury of having a clicker, as he put it, right? But the coaches do not. Everything's happening in real time. He said, maybe in a couple years, I might have the gall to call the timeout because I already called one earlier. Caleb Williams said that. I called one earlier. I was feeling weird. The call came in. I was trying to do what was told to me. Hey, I don't have a microphone in my headset. Basically what he was saying. But it is the coach's job to do that. And he has failed on multiple occasions putting the Bears in the best position to win. And we've all seen it firsthand. 312-644-6767. You saw it firsthand too, and I want to know your thoughts. Let's go out to Xavier from Indiana. Xavier, when you're looking at the Poles Eberflus connection, do you view them as a whole or are they separate entities?
I think their connection together is obviously a whole, being close friends, but separately, I just think we need to keep Poles. I'm not ready yet. I think he's shown great picks. I think looking back at the draft, looking back at last season, I think we probably should have got rid of Eberflus. We should have looked for a better head coach, offensive-minded, one who has worked with rookie QBs in the past. And then with the ninth pick, regretfully, I think we should have traded back for a different offensive lineman. Although I do like having Rome Odunze, I think we should have done better to protect our quarterback, and that just didn't happen. However, I'm still not sold on getting rid of Poles yet. Eberflus, yes, they could fire him today. They could fire him Monday. I'm okay with that. But to let go of Poles and a lot of progress he's shown with these players, we have so much talent on the offensive team. We have too much talent to be losing the way we're losing, and I can't put that on the GM yet. I think he's going to make the right decision. He's going to get rid of Eberflus, whether it's Monday, whether it's at the end of the season. And I'm hoping that he's going to do better finding a better head coach.
Appreciate the call, Xavier. You bring up some great points. Keeping Poles, firing Flus, right? I think he fires him. It really depends on where Poles views this team. If he thinks they are ahead of schedule and should be winning at a higher clip, then you fire Flus. Then he will fire Flus, right? Again, it depends on, remember, they're a team, they're a tandem. They talked about this path years ago. We are going to build this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to see if we can get Caleb or something, then we're going to build the offensive line. Like, there's been a plan in place. So if Poles feels as though the Bears are ahead of schedule, he will fire him without a doubt. if he feels there is a possibility that Poles and Flus are having conversations, he's like, hey, Caleb's a rookie. I didn't give you the offensive line that you should have had because I still needed, like our plan 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I still needed to build this team out, and it was going to take this long. Again, it's tough. You look at an old lineman, would you rather have an old lineman, Keenan, a top-tier old lineman, top 10 old lineman, as your left tackle, putting Braxton Jones as your swing, so Darnell Wright goes out yesterday, and then you could have moved Braxton over? Would you have loved that? But Noah Dunze? It's tough, man. It is absolutely tough to try to figure out what's going on. But again, it's about where Poles thinks Flus is. And if he thinks that they are ahead of schedule and Flus can't get the job done, then he understands he needs to bring in the new guy right now.
Can I share a statistic with you to kind of bring that point home? This is from Marquee Sports Network. The Bears are the first team since the 1955 Eagles to have a positive point differential through 12 games and have four or less wins.
It's sick. I have another one
for you. They've scored more points than their opponents and they're 4-8.
They've blown out a couple of bad teams, right?
Right.
Let's look at the stats.
That's true.
They've blown out a couple of bad teams, and they've been close with really good ones.
Yep.
So that's what's going on. Here's another one for you before we go to break. In the last 30 NFL seasons, 30. Some of you listening, they're not even 30. So in the last 30 seasons, 1,501 times has a team lost by 1 to 3 points in regulation. 1,501 times. Of those 1,501 times, only the Bears ran a play from inside the opponent's 30 on the final drive, but ultimately had time expire without bringing out the field goal unit and without using all their timeouts. Bro, when you look at the stats for Coach Flus and what he falls under in every metric, it's wild.
Right. And though I think it was DraftKings last week, just this, it was before the entire this debacle, but the six losses dating back to, what was it, Cleveland and Detroit and Denver last year, and then the ones this year, the chance of losing all of those games was like one in 65 million or something like that.
And it happened.
He is setting records.
It is unreal. But I want to hear about your thoughts about this game. And Coach Eberflus, to be specific, you were having him with your family yesterday over some turkey, and now you get to have him with me on the therapist's couch. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Friday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. Olin Kreutz hangs out with us at 11. But before that, I want to hear your calls. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez live and local right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I had a conversation with him last night, him and Thomas at the same time. You know, and again, operation is on everybody. It's on me first, and then it's on everybody that's operating on offense. So we were just hoping that we would get that playoff in time, and that didn't happen. Again, that's ultimately on me.
Bears lose to the Detroit Lions 23-20. It is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score. Again, Olin Kreutz joining the show at 11 o'clock to talk about the fact that Coach Eberflus is still coaching the Chicago Bears team. He talked about the operation there. To me, it's very simple. Caleb Williams gets sacked. What a professional head coach does, at least the ones that I've seen in my lifetime, you call a timeout. He got sacked. Call a timeout, T.O. And then you get him to the sideline and you say, gentlemen, here's what we are doing. We have one play. Just like every other team does, we're going to get a 5 yard out, little hitch route, take you to the outside, get you out of bounds. If you cannot get out of bounds, special teams unit, be ready to run on the field. This is exactly what we're doing. That's why you call a timeout, so you can talk about those things. Because what Flus wanted to happen could still have happened, just in the reverse order. He still wanted to get the playoff, then call the timeout. You can call the timeout and do those exact same things, but just be better prepared for it. And clearly you saw the confusion and the result of not calling the timeout. You saw it at the you saw it at the tail end when the field goal got blocked and they didn't run another play. Like, hey, what are we doing here in this last second? What are we doing? There is not clear communication as to what we are supposed to be doing, because every person on the Chicago Bears felt like they were going to run another play. After Caleb Williams gets sacked, you even saw Doug Kramer, the center, saying, come on, let's go. Like, what are we doing? Everyone felt that way. Except for Coach Flus, because he didn't call the timeout because he felt like everything was still supposed to happen right there. But was it Caleb's fault, too? He changes the play. People were talking about that. We watched it. I'm sure they had that conversation. A lot of frustrating moments yesterday, especially after a game that most Bears fans felt like they could have won. A 99-yard legendary drive from Caleb Williams is what I was holding on to the edge of my seat for, as you were. But what are your thoughts? It didn't turn out the way that you thought. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Pat. Pat, what do you think about what Ryan Poles needs to be doing?
Well, you know, I kind of really feel, you know, after yesterday, I mean, like everybody, I was throwing green bean casserole at the TV, but, you know, pulling back and kind of, you know, rethinking what expectations were for this year. I mean, first and foremost, is Caleb the real guy? And Poles obviously got that right. However he managed to do that, you know, the kid's special. He's unlike quarterbacks we've seen. You know, I think realistically, you know, 10 wins, get into the playoffs, and, you know, maybe have a chance of winning a game. You know, beyond that, you know, it was clear the O-line and the D-line still had work to do, but you can only do so much in an off season. And the other thing was to find out what Flus is. And it's probably better that Flus has been exposed than they, you know, have a better OC and they sneak into the playoffs and he still fills his contract, because somewhere it's going to be flawed. But, you know, the main thing was Caleb Williams. And, you know, I've watched tape of Jaden and Bo Nix and stuff. And sure, they're lighting it up, but man, they got protection like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. I mean, the kind of plays Williams is pulling off in these comebacks is unlike anything I'm seeing from these other guys. I think he's the best.
Let me ask you this, Pat, because you brought up the O-line and I've asked this question. If Caleb has an above-average O-line on that last drive from the one-yard line, do the Bears win that game?
Not with the guy on the sideline. I'm not sure. I mean, they certainly made.
Fair enough. I get it. Some people feel that way. And listen, don't talk about your mom's green bean casserole like that. If you didn't like it, don't blame it on Coach Flus. Just tell your mom you didn't like the green bean casserole. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Friday. Presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Go Anthony, listening on the Odyssey app all the way out in Florida. Anthony, who do you think should be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears?
Oh, well, I'm not sure he's on the staff, but let me talk about Thomas Brown for a second. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
So you said you weren't really for him being the interim, and let me explain why I disagree. The Flus's biggest flaw, especially this season, has been his ability to manage the timeouts, manage the challenges, manage the 2-minute drill, managing the clock in general. Okay, that's been his biggest flaw. With Thomas Brown, we don't know anything about how he will handle those situations unless he's given that opportunity over the next 5 weeks. He's an in-house candidate that is basically a free interview for the next 5 weeks. And if he manages it well, and we know he works with Caleb, then I think you have an easier decision. But I would hate for us to not look into this more, then hire him, consider him to be a great like head coach option.
I see what you're saying.
We sign him, and he can't manage the clock.
What the f***?
There's no chance. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's got to be the most horrific way we've lost this year.
That's worse than Will Howard.
I grabbed a couple live reactions from TikTok. People that were watching the game live and getting their reactions. That was one of them, because he feels like Anthony in Florida feels. That Flus and his inability to manage the clock at the end is what's really damning this Chicago Bears team. And you bring up a great point, Anthony. If the Bears are considering Thomas Brown, you would love to know how he would operate in a real game situation. But I just have a strong feeling that's not going to be the case. I just think the Bears are not going to give Thomas Brown the keys to this thing after what's been going on. Do I think he's capable? Absolutely. Has he proven that he deserves a shot? Yes. Yes. Why? Because it's so bad. That's why. Let's not forget that. It is so bad that you are willing to give the passing game coordinator, who just took over the OC role 2 weeks ago, you're willing to just throw him in because you're like, this thing is so bad. He's done so well as the OC, I'd rather give it to him. Sometimes you just need a fresh coat of paint, and I think that's where the Bears are at right now, top to bottom. And although Thomas Brown has the coaching umph. You see it from him when he's on, when he's calling the plays from the booth, when he's at the podium. But I think overall, the Bears are just going to want to do something a little bit different. Hey, I want to remind you guys, mañana, tomorrow, you actually can stop by and say what's up to G&G, Gabe and Grody. We are going to be at Rally House in Wrigleyville from 8 a.m. to 11 before Illinois takes on Northwestern across the street at Wrigley Field. So Mark and I will be broadcasting live from Rally House. We're going to have giveaways, $25 gift cards to give away. And Rally House Wrigleyville is a must-stop shop location for all your Illinois and Northwestern gear before the game. So make sure you stop by and say what's up. We will be there chilling, talking Bears, certainly. I heard Big Cat Williams is going to be there, so it's going to be a good one. So if you're around the Wrigleyville area mañana, tomorrow, make sure you come out and hang out with us. All right, coming up.
Oak Park Boys, huh?
OPB.
I got a quick programming note.
Yes.
Olin Cruz has just let me know he'll be jumping on with us at 11:30. He got stuck on something, so he's going to come on with us at 11:30, so keep your phone calls coming.
I love it. Phone lines are lit up. Got a couple slots left for you. Therapist Gabe is here. I got my glasses. I got my notepad. And I'm ready to validate your feelings on the Chicago Bears team as it currently stands. 312-644-6767. Your call's next right here on 670 The Score.